Welcome to Meditation in Stillness. So we've had a lake in Poland recently. Today I am sat by another lake, but quite different, in Holland. And again, I thought I would share it with you because it's such a beautiful scene. And it fits perfectly to a quote I've found for this week's class by Dr. Amrit Ray. Looking at the beauty of the world is the first step of purifying the mind. So let's look at the beauty of the world right now. So finding your usual meditation posture. And today's practice can be done lying down or sitting. And when you are comfortable, gently closing or half closing the eyes. And picturing a scene before you of a very calm, quiet lake. The water seems quite flat, with thousands of tiny ripples, no waves, no turbulence. Everything's calm. The only sounds coming from a family of ducks. Some walking past on the grass at the side of the lake, all in a line. A family of four, each following the one in front. And another group of ducks swimming in this lake, bobbing their heads down every now and again for breakfast. And around each of those ducks in the lake are circles of water rippling out as far as the eye can see. So taking a deep breath in and out, inviting the breath to deepen slightly. And if it helps, maybe counting to three or four on the in-breath and the same number on the out-breath. Allowing the mind to settle on the breath and the counting, letting go of everything else. And you can also count those three or four beats with tiny movements of the fingers of one hand for the in-breath and the fingers of the other hand for the out-breath. Whatever works for you. equalizing the breath. Settling the mind. And for the next few breath cycles, being aware of the pauses in between the breaths as well. Still having the in and the out breath equal length and enjoying the pauses in between. And then gently letting go of controlling the breath, allowing it to fall back in to whatever rhythm and pace suits your body right now. So hopefully the mind is feeling a little bit quieter, and if not, that's okay. Taking the attention now more into the body, the whole body, resting in whichever position you've chosen. Still imagining being at the side of this calm, quiet lake. Feel the connection that your body has with anything underneath it or behind it. Anything at all that is supporting, touching your body right now. Where can you feel pressure, gravity acting on your body, encouraging it to sink down? Maybe imagining if you're lying down that you're lying in soft sand at the side of this lake. One whole side of the lake. Has sand reaching down into the water. So soft under the feet if you wanted to walk in. and the other three sides of the lake are banked by green, fresh grass. And if you're sitting, again, you can choose if you're sitting on the sand, the grass, or maybe a comfortable deck chair. Body relaxing. Warmed by the sun above. So for the next few moments, really tune in to any physical sensations in the body right now. Just allowing them to arise one after the other. Giving them the attention they need, and then moving on to the next. Welcoming, allowing sensations that might be uncomfortable in just the same way as we accept sensations that might be more comfortable. And if sensations of discomfort arise, simply give them lots of space, kindness. Maybe guide your attention just to the very edges, the very borders of this physical sensation, and rest there, only going as close to the discomfort as feels okay. Practicing not trying to change any sensation. Simply acknowledge it. Truly notice what constellation of sensations make up the experience in this place, and allow them all equally. So regardless of whether a sensation is pleasant or unpleasant, spend however much time you need to really get to know a sensation. offer it kindness if it helps. Maybe imagining the soft, warm hand of a loved one resting on an area that would benefit from that kind of compassionate attention. Noticing temperature in different areas of the body. So where feels warm? Where feels cool? And again, imagining, if you wish, a hand or two, or even a warm water bottle or favourite blanket, warming any areas that are cool. And imagining that fresh summer breeze to cool down any areas that are too warm. Practice remaining open to the power of thought and imagination. So any tightness or pain in the body, you can invite to soften. Any areas that feel maybe more empty or lacking or needy in some way. Maybe imagine again those caring hands or warmth or the softness of a blanket supporting these areas, slowly filling them up with kindness. with care, with support. Remembering to use the imagery of this nature scene. If there's a restlessness, maybe feeling hot and bothered somewhere in the body, mind, heart, feel free to imagine slowly walking on that soft sand down to the water's edge. Maybe not just paddling, but going for a blissful swim. Letting go of any tightness or troubles in the water behind you as you simply glide away. Allowing the calm vastness of this cool lake on a warm summer's day to take away any pain, physical or emotional, to soothe a troubled mind. Inviting that mind again to settle, to find a sense of peace, allowing the body to feel grounded. The heart to feel safe. And give yourself permission to simply rest, feel light and a little bit more free of any worries, almost as if your body is buoyant and can float completely effortlessly on the surface of this calm, quiet lake. F- face and heart turn towards the cloudless sky above. Rest, breathe, take in the beauty of the nature around you, trust that this large, wise lake is strong enough to hold any obstacles you might be facing in life at the moment. So just for now, allow them to fall away from you, to float away in the cool water. Trust that everything will be okay. And this water that is so clear, you can see the sand and fish underneath. And the lake is completely surrounded by trees. Not a building in sight. Grassy banks. Tall green trees, strong, stable trunks with roots going deep, deep down into the earth. And again, that one side of the lake, banked by golden sand. A place of peace. A place of rest. Allow yourself to float on the water, to be held by the water, carried by this lake. Your body totally supported and as cool as you would like it to be from the water surrounding you. And as warm and nurtured as you need right now from the warm sun above. And again, with eyes half or fully closed, still picturing this beautiful scene. The blue of the sky and the green of the tall trees reflected in this clear lake. And I'll end with that quote once more from Dr. Amrit Ray. Looking at the beauty of the world is the first step of purifying the mind. Feel free to rest here for as long as suits you. Take good care of yourself. Until next time.